Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We're talking with our personal trainer for the mind, Maris. Just how important is it to talk things through?
This is one of the, in the contemporary world, one of the most important things that we have to really factor in and think about as contemporary humans. We live in a very modern place, and we have a great number of financial and kind of modern business type pressures in our lives. It's really, really important to actually be able to talk about some of this stuff. And this is any problem that we have. You need to be able to share some of this stuff, because there's been a number of studies in the past sort of 10 or 15 years that have found direct links between the ability to actually talk about your emotions and a physical toll on the body. So people who don't share, don't talk about their emotions, don't talk about their feelings, generally are more stressed, they're more frustrated, they're much more likely to have bouts of depression and issues with anger and that sort of thing. And in worst case scenarios, your blood pressure goes up and you run a real risk of heart attack and heart disease.
Wow. And does it make a difference who we talk to?
It doesn't actually make a difference. It's more in the act of sharing. You know, there's that old, I guess, bit of information that a problem shared is a problem halved. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a part of the therapy in it is actually sharing it, because you're actually letting it go. By turning it into words and putting it out into the world, you're taking it out of your head and your heart. So it's important to be able to share. There are limits to how much you can and can't share with friends and family and things like that. So sometimes it's better for people to maybe consider getting or consulting a counsellor once a month, and just being able to leave some things in their office and walk out feeling lighter and more positive. But at the same time, sometimes it's really important to be able to be there for friends and have friends be there for you to do the, you know, the emotional unloading and the debrief and that sort of thing, and actually feel connected to friends in that way as well, because there's a lot to our friendships, and being there for each other emotionally is one of them. Just recently, I found a study that was conducted at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands. It was a PhD project where someone studied the actual the facial expression of emotions by showing a group of people some quite disgusting photographs, and some were allowed to express their emotions and some were told to actually suppress them. And what the research found was that although people that suppressed their facial emotional responses to some of this material, and in the short term they actually felt a little bit better for actually suppressing that, when they gave them a memory and word completion task afterwards, they performed much more poorly. And actually that their cognitive ability was impacted by the fact that they didn't actually share their emotions. So the implication for some of this stuff is, if you don't share your emotions, particularly some of your negative ones when you're not feeling great, then your whole worldview may actually change, and you actually see things in a lot more negative way. And so if that's the case, then you generally find more evidence of things that aren't great, and it becomes a bit of a cycle.